for people who aren't familiar with your story, I want to talk about your background in the Valley. You grew up in Kings County and went to school in Hanford. How did growing up in the Valley shape you as a person that you are today?
Well, growing up in Hanford was just a great experience for me. And what I learned is that the Valley is a unique place. Families are really close here. And what I want to do as president of Fresno State is tap into that unique culture here in the Valley and get as much support as I can from them for the campus and do whatever I can to serve them very well.
Tell us a little more about your background.
Sure. Well, I grew up, I was raised by my mother and by my grandparents. And we lived with my grandparents for a few years. And then when my sister was born, we moved to another place. And my sister actually graduated here from Fresno State with a bachelor's and a master's degree. I'm really proud of her for doing that. And then I went to UC Berkeley through a program that Berkeley started to get more geographic diversity from the Central Valley and from the rural communities. And I was actually admitted to UC Berkeley on the spot at the Ted Wills Center in downtown Fresno, which is kind of coincidental that I'm coming back here to Fresno to lead Fresno State.
You spent 23 years in the UC system at Cal, UCSB, UC Merced, UCSF. Tell us about the time that you spent at the UC system. And the UC and the CSU fill different roles in our state's master plan for higher education. How do you believe that experience has prepared you for your service here at Fresno State as university president?
Sure. Well, as you probably know, UC admits the top 12.5% of the student body, and CSU admits more, the top third. And so there's a difference there. However, there's a lot of work that the two institutions do together. And while I have served in the UC system at five of the campuses and at the Office of the President, in every position I've worked with CSU campuses and with community colleges, and I've always viewed higher education as being kind of one large system to promote opportunities for students. And that's what I bring to the presidency of Fresno State is a knowledge of the whole higher education system, public and private, and the ways in which Fresno State fits into that whole system.
Let's talk about leadership and the philosophy that you have. I know you've spent a lot of time studying university presidents. That's what you did your doctoral dissertation on, as I understand it. What do you feel are the most important qualities in leadership in an institution of higher learning such as Fresno State? And what have you learned from your academic study of what has worked and what hasn't worked?
Well, what I learned in my research is that there's a window of opportunity when a president gets appointed. There's an opportunity for everyone to step back and say, what have we just done? And in the case of Fresno State, we've just had an unbelievably successful 20-year tenure, which is very rare in higher education. The median average is far lower. So to have a 22-year successful run by Dr. Welty is just wonderful. And he and I have spent a lot of time together, and I've tapped into that knowledge. But a new president offers an opportunity for everybody to say, well, what should we do differently, if anything else? And before we do anything differently, I'm going to continue to stay on course and to listen to folks and understand where those new opportunities are. And I think that's what a new president should do, is take the time to understand the landscape as much as possible. Get out and listen to the alumni and friends and as well as the folks here on campus before doing any major kinds of actions. And so that's my approach.
You recently announced the launch of your transition team, headed by the two CSU trustees from this area, Pete Mijas and Hugo Morales. Tell us about your vision for that body and what they'll be tasked with.
Well, thank you. The transition team is a very important group, and I chose Dr. Mijas and Mr. Morales because of their longstanding experience here in the Central Valley, their knowledge of Fresno State, their position on the CSU Board of Trustees. I think they're exactly the right people to lead this team, and I'm going to use them as a sounding board on lots of different ideas. I'm going to ask them to help brief me on what's happening here. I'll be ready to announce the rest of the membership in a few weeks. But it's going to be a dynamic group, and Dr. Mijas and Mr. Morales are part of that dynamism, and it'll be people from all walks of life, from up and down the valley and even outside the valley. I plan to tap into some unique expertise around California.
This has to be a busy time for you. You're moving. You have less than 2 months before you officially take office here in Fresno. Talk about this, the challenges that incoming president faces and that you're looking at right now.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I've got some things to do at UCSF. I've got some things to tie up there. So I'm doing that while I'm getting acclimated here. And I'll be making some additional trips here. Every day since the announcement of my appointment, I've been working, I've been talking to folks, calling friends of the university, calling faculty and student leaders and staff. So I've been immersing myself in Fresno State so that beginning August 1st, I'll hit the ground running. That's really the idea of having the transition team, of coming here and talking to Dr. Welty and understanding what's happening so that the transition will be smooth, and hopefully people won't even see any beat skipped.
Have you had a chance to talk to Dr. Welty yet? And if so, is there anything you can share with us?
Oh, yes. We spoke right before the announcement last week and agreed that we were going to get together often. One of the things that I learned in my doctoral research is that a lot of new presidents make the mistake of thinking that they don't need to talk to their predecessor. I'm not making that mistake. I spent time with him the other night, and then we got together yesterday as well. We'll get together a few more times between now and August 1st and talk on the phone several times. He's been very generous with his time, and he's just given me his impression of different issues so that I'm not surprised by anything. And I really value that. And his wife, Dr. Brown Welty, she's been so incredibly helpful to my wife and to me as well. And it's been wonderful to spend that time with them.
In the 22 years that Dr. Welty was here, he had a number of initiatives and major areas of focus. I want to ask you about two of those. Number one, diversity and the number of first-generation graduates or first-generation college students, the first in their families to achieve a four-year degree. You can relate to that personally in your story. Tell us some more about how you feel as you will be the first Latino president of Fresno State. What does that mean for those students who may have a similar story, who may have a similar background to you, and how do you feel that issue is of importance today moving forward in your tenure?
It's been heartwarming to hear from students from all backgrounds over the last week and a half, and alumni. I've been hearing from them on Twitter. I've been getting lots of emails, and it's important to me to be the first Californian, to be the first person from the Valley, as well as being the first Latino to hold office. All of those things I think are important, and I think people are really excited about that, and that makes me happy. I think that provides us with an opportunity to tell the Fresno State story to people that may not have known about it, and I want to tap into that energy and excitement, and I'll be up and down the valley talking about Fresno State, and if my background is meaningful to the communities, that's great. That's what it's all about. For me, being from the Valley is the most critical asset that I have in addition to the academic credentials, so I'm going to tap into that expertise. You know, I know how to get around to all the different Valley communities. That's going to be really easy for me. I have a lot of friends and other connections that I can build from. So it's just an exciting time, and the incoming president and I met yesterday. He's a first-generation college student from Patterson, and I could tell how happy he was to meet me, and I was happy to meet him, and we shared a lot in common. And I love the fact that I share that in common with so many students. I'm going to be president for every student and every faculty member and every staff member. That's very important to me that I do that, and I'm going to support everyone here.
One last question. Another major focus for the university over the past decade or so has been its involvement in the community. Fresno's not often thought of as a college town, but the university does play a big role in this community, both from engagement of the student body in volunteer activities to the university's attention and focus on economic development and other issues. What sort of role do you see Fresno State playing in the region? How can you and your staff, the faculty here at the university, play a stronger role in fostering change and improving the quality of life in Central California?
Well, engagement with the San Joaquin Valley has been a high priority for this university for many years, and Dr. Welty has led that effort. I'm going to build from that. I think that there are opportunities out there to build from it, so I'm going to spend time with elected leaders. Mayor Swearingen and I have already exchanged messages, and I've spoken to congressmen and assembly and senators, and there's a great deal of support out there from community leaders. I want to make sure Fresno State continues to serve the Valley well. And I think by doing that, Fresno State will benefit because the more friends we have, the more support we'll get, and that will enable us to graduate our students in a timely way and get them out into the workforce where they can continue to contribute to the economy. And I think that's the key to economic growth here in the Valley.
We've been talking to Joseph Castro, the next president of Fresno State. He starts on the job August 1st. Mr. Castro, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Joe. Nice to join you today.